Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Welcome to the English We Speak with me, Jiaying.
And me, Neil. Have you seen that new film about a wizard who makes friends with an ugly horse that turns into a beautiful unicorn?
Oh yeah, the acting is the definition of cringe. The whole film is so cringe.
Cringe? What do you mean, cringe? You don't like the film?
Don't like it? That's an understatement. It was awful. The actor who played the wizard was really terrible, and the plot was stupid. We use the word cringe when we want to say something is really embarrassing and makes us feel uncomfortable. It can be used as a verb or an adjective.
So you can say the film made you cringe or the film was cringe. But why? It wasn't that bad.
Neil, it was so cliched. The acting was over the top and the ugly horse becoming a beautiful unicorn didn't make any sense. It was so cringe.
But that's the point of the film. It was designed to make you cringe. It was that kind of humour. It wasn't trying to be serious.
Oh, in that case, I didn't get it. So actually, if it was intentionally cringe, it was quite funny. Let's talk more about things that are cringe after these examples.
Did you hear that terrible joke he told? It was so cringe. When my uncle starts dancing, it's really cringe. When she told me how she had sat in the wrong meeting for an hour before realizing, I cringed.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the word cringe. It can be used to describe something or someone that makes you feel embarrassed. We can also say cringy as an adjective.
Yes, so you can describe someone or something as cringe. So, like an embarrassing person or joke.
Yes, or even an experience. What's the most cringe thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, you may be surprised, but quite a few cringy things have happened to me.
I can imagine. I think your most cringy moment is when you arrived at the party dressed as a giant cucumber.
To be fair, I was dressed as a courgette. And I thought it was a fancy dress party because you said dress fancily.
It was so cringe. I meant to wear a fancy suit. It was a wedding.
Yeah, I cringed a lot. But at least I ended up in lots of photos.
You certainly did. Bye, Neil.
Bye.